The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter number 7, texts number 129 and 130, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on June 9th, 2018, in Phoenix, Mauritius.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya
Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta
Vrinda Etabali
Etabali
Kaji, Gela, Nagariya, Loka, Prabhu, Stane, Nivedila, Panya, Bada, Shoka, Etabali, Kaji, Gela, let's see, that tune. Eka Bali Kaji Gela Nagariya Loka Prabhustane Nivadila Panya Bhadda Shoka Eka Bali Kaji Gela Nagariya Loka
Eka Bali Kaji Gela Nagariya Loka
Prabhustane Nivedila Panya Bhadda Shoka
Prabhustane Nivedila Panya Bhadda
Shoka Etabali Kajagela Nangariya Loka
Etabali Kajagela Nangariya Loka
Prabhustane Nivedila Panya Bhadda Shoka
Prabhustane Nivedila Panya
Etabali,
Etabali,
thus saying, Kaji,
the magistrate,
Gela, returned, Nagariya, Loka,
the citizens in general,
Prabhustane, before the Lord, Nivedila, submitted, Pana, getting, Bada, very much, Shoka, shock. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. After saying this, the Kazi returned home, and the devotees greatly shocked that they were forbidden to chant Hare Krishna, submitted their grief to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text number 130. Prabhu Anjadila Yaha Kara Kirtana Muni Sanharinam Samharimu Abji Sakala Yavanam. Lord Chaitanya ordered, go perform Sankirtan. Today I shall kill all the Muslims. Wow. Pretty heavy. Purport. Gandhi is known for having started the movement of nonviolent civil disobedience in India. But about 500 years before him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started. For one can kill their demoniac behavior with reason and argument. Following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whenever there are obstacles, the Hare Krishna movement should kill the opposition with reason and argument and stop their demoniac behavior. If we become violent in every case, it will be difficult for us to remember our sins. The order of Shankazi, but subdued him in reason and argument. So sometimes that happens, you know. We have to. And I yelled out, Nisringaday, very loudly. Nisringaday! Where's the money? So anyway, in this way, by chanting Lord Nisringadev's name, then very quickly the whole thing had dissolved. The temple president came out. He heard the yelling. He heard the Nisringadev yelling going on in the temple. He came out and he saw the two armed bandits there with guns pointing at all the devotees who died on the floor, except for me. And then he turned around and went back to the treasury. The one gunman, he ran after him, he hit him with a gun on the head, and he cut his Abhirampadu on the head. He had a little blood coming, but nothing serious, just a little scratch. So then Abhiram said, the temple president, the treasurer actually had a gun. And the treasury was right there, adjoining the Bishadam. And he actually had a gun in the drawer of it. So Abhiram said, get the gun and shoot the bastards. So the temple treasurer, he came with a gun and pow, he missed, but they were running scared out the door. So sometimes we do have to face dangerous situations. And the GBC came in after that, and Rupa Nugabrabhu was our GBC. He very much appreciated how I yelled the Lord Nisringadev, you see. I yelled out Nisringadev's name, and they had all the devotees at gunpoint. I didn't care about the guns. I just yelled Nisringadev's name because I knew we'd be protected if I yelled out the name of Nisringadev. So sometimes we do face dangerous situations. And we have to always have faith that Krishna is there, Lord Nisringadev is there. And if we take shelter of Nisringadev and Lord Krishna, then we'll be safe. Text number 131. Gare giya sabha loka karaye kirtana kajira baye Svatschanda nahe chamakita mana. Returning home, all the citizens began performing sankirtan, but because of the order of the Qazi, they were not carefree but always full of anxiety. Tasabara antare baya prabhu muni jane kahite lagila loke sigrat daki ani. Understanding the anxiety within the people's minds, the Lord called them together and spoke to them as follows. Nagare narageyaji karimu kirtana sanjakale karvasabhi nagara mandana. In the evening, I shall perform a sankirtan in each and every town. Therefore, you should all decorate the city in the evening. Purport. At that time, Navadvip was composed of 9 small cities. So the words Nagare, Nagare are significant. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to perform kirtan in each of these neighboring towns. He ordered the city decorated for the function. Now remember, it's forbidden. You're not supposed to do it. But he's defying the order of the Qazi. Sanjate jeti sabbe jvalagare gare
In the evening, burn torchlights in every home. I shall give protection to everyone. Let us see what kind of Kazi comes to stop our kirtan. Etakahi sanjakale challe gararaya kirtanarakaila prabhutina sampradaya. In the evening, Lord Gaurasundra went out and performed three parties to perform kirtan. Purport. This is a scheme for performing kirtan in procession. During Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, one party was composed of 21 men, four people playing madangas and one leading the chanting, and 16 others striking kartals. Wow, can you imagine? Four drums and 16 kartals? We should do this. We go on Harinam, have four drums and 16 kartals. We'll take over the whole island. This is really powerful stuff. 16 kartals? Wow, that's really a good idea. We should take that 16 pairs of kartals and four drums. If many men join the Sankirtan movement, they may follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and form different parties according to the time and number of men available. Text 136. In the front party danced Thakur Haridas. In the middle party danced Advaitacharya with great jubilation. Just imagine what kind of kirtan party there must have been. Lord Chaitanya, Haridas, Thakur, Advaitacharya. Can you imagine? If we could go back in a time machine and actually see that kirtan, go back in a time machine and actually be a part of that kirtan, just imagine how our hairs would be standing on end. We'd be in absolute ecstasy. Wow, what an amazing thing. Pache sampradaya nitta kare gora chandra tande sange nache burli prabhu nityananda. Lord Gaurasundara himself danced in the rear party and Sri Nityananda Prabhu moved with Lord Chaitanya's dancing. Vrindavana dasa iha Chaitanya mangale vistari varnichchena prabhu kripa bale. By the grace of the Lord, Sri Vrindavana Das Thakur has elaborately described this incident. It is Chaitanya Mangal, now known as the Chaitanya Bhagavan. But we have to check that out sometime. E matta kirtana kare nagare brahmila bhamite brahmate sabbe kanje dvare gela. Performing kirtan in this way, circumambulating through every nook and corner of the city, they finally reached the door of the Kazi. What a scene. This would be a great movie, you know. Can you imagine? They went through, just imagine, they went to every single nook and corner of all the nine different towns. What an amazing Sankirtan. Just imagine if you went to every single street here in Phoenix. You covered every single street in the whole city. What an amazing Kirtan that must have been. And now let's see what happens. They're going to the door of the Kazi. Sadha garja kare loka kare korla bala gaura chanda bale loke pashraya pagala. You know what pagala means? Mad. Murmuring in anger and making a roaring sound, the people under the protection of Lord Chaitanya became mad through such indulgence. Purport. The Kazi had issued an order not to perform kirtan, congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. But when this was brought up to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he ordered civil disobedience to the Kazi's order. Lord Chaitanya and all his devotees, naturally enthusiastic, although agitated, must have made a great noise with their loud cries. Text 141, Kirtanera dvanite kaji lokai lagare tarjana garjana sunni no haya bahire. Translation. The loud sound of the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra certainly made the Kazi very much afraid, and he hid himself within his room. Hearing the people thus protesting, murmuring in great anger, the Kazi would not come out of his home. He was scared. They're going to get me now. He's really scared. Purport. The Kazi's order not to perform Sankirtan could stand only as long as there was no civil disobedience. Under the leadership of the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the chanters, increasing in number, disobeyed the order of the Kazi. Thousands assembled together and formed parties, chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and making a tumultuous sound of protest. Just imagine 1,000 people are chanting, 1,000 people in a kirtan. That's a pretty big kirtan. And they were shouting in protest also against the Kazi. Thus the Kazi was very much afraid, as naturally one should be under such circumstances. If you had 1,000 people in front of your house who were angry at you, we might get a little scared too. In the present day, people all over the world may join together in the Krishna consciousness movement and protest against the present degraded governments of the world's godless societies, which are based on all kinds of sinful activities. Srimad Bhagavatam states that in the age of Kali, thieves, rogues, and fourth-class men who have neither education nor culture capture the seats of governments to exploit the citizens. This is a symptom of the Kali Yuga that has already appeared. People cannot feel secure about their lives and property, yet the so-called governments continue and government ministers get fat salaries, although they are unable to do anything good for society. The only remedy for such conditions is to enhance the Sankirtan movement under the banner of Krishna consciousness and protest against the sinful activity of all the world's governments. The Krishna consciousness movement is not a sentimental religious movement. It is a movement for the reformation of all the anomalies of human society. If people take to it seriously, discharging the duties scientifically, as ordered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the world will see peace and prosperity instead of being confused and hopeless under useless governments. There are always rogues and thieves in human society, and as soon as a weak government is unable to execute its duties, these rogues and thieves come out to do their business. Thus, the entire society becomes a hell unfit for a gentleman to live in. There is an immediate need for a good government, a government by the people, with Krishna consciousness. Unless the masses of people become Krishna conscious, they cannot become good men. The Krishna consciousness movement that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra still has its potency. Therefore, people should understand it seriously and scientifically and spread it all over the world. The Sankirtan movement started by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Majjhakanda, 23rd chapter, beginning with verse 241, which states, "My dear Lord, let my mind be fixed at your lotus feet." Following Lord Chaitanya's chanting, all the devotees reproduced the same sound he chanted. In this way, the Lord proceeded, leading the entire party on the strand roads by the bank of the Ganges. When the Lord came to his own ghat, or bathing place, he danced more and more. Then he proceeded to Madai's ghat. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, who was known as Rishvambar, danced all over the banks of the Ganges. Then he proceeded to Barakona ghat, then Nagariya ghat, and traveling through Ganganagara and reached Simalia, a quarter at the one end of the town. All these places surround Sri Mayapur. After reaching Simalaya, the Lord proceeded now toward the Kazi's house. In this way reached the door of John Kazi. So Prabhupada is saying how we can do this protesting. And I've seen practically how this has been used very effectively for our movement. It's happened in Gainesville, Florida. It's I'll give you a little story about that one. In 1973, Brahmacharya in ISKCON is like being in the army, actually. So I was, the Miami Temple decided to transfer me to Gainesville. I was a Brahmacharya in Miami, and they decided to transfer me to Gainesville. And I went there, and it was just one householder couple. That's all it was, an apartment. That was the whole temple, a householder couple in their apartment. Amarendra Prabhu and Mother Gayatri. So previously, Gargamuni Swami had come there when Prabhupada told these sannyasis to go open 10 temples each. Gargamuni Maharaj had come to Gainesville and opened a center there. There's a big university, the University of Florida. So, but then there was a whole thing that Prabhupada didn't like called the centralization era, but they decided to close all the small temples and consolidate the devotees in big temples. So at that time, they closed the Gainesville temple, but then Prabhupada said he didn't like this centralization. So then Amarendra went back to reopen the Gainesville temple, just him and his wife. And I was sent there, so now it was just three of us. It was really nice. I was like, it was like mom and dad. I was their son. I was, the brahmacharis were like the children of the grihasthas. So here I was with a grihastha couple, just one brahmachari, and it was really intimate. We did all things together. It was a really wonderful mood. I was like their son, and they were like my mom and dad. Amarendra and Mother Gayatri. So anyway, since they had been doing a prasadam distribution program on the campus previously, Amarendra told me, you go out now to the campus every day and distribute prasadam. It was so potent, you couldn't believe it. I went out one day, I took a blanket, a harmonium, and a bowl of Simply Wonderfuls, and I chanted, and I made a devotee immediately. I gave a Simply Wonderful to Steve Silverman, a student, and he came back and became a Shyamakunda Das Brahmachari. Just by giving one Simply, I made a devotee immediately. That's how powerful it was. The atmosphere was so ripe for making devotees. So anyway, and then instead of a Simply, we did a full lunch. And that program is still going on from the day I started it back in 1973. It's been going on nonstop, and now it's 2018. That program has been going on nonstop for all these years. It's the longest standing prasad distribution in the history of ISKCON, and I was the one who restarted it under Amarendra's direction in 73. So anyway, the university decided, we don't like these Hare Krishnas giving out this free lunch in our campus. So one day they came to our free lunch, they took the prasadam, they went to a laboratory, and they said, they looked in the microscope and they said, this food is contaminated. So they said, you must stop this prasadam program. So Amarendra, before he became a devotee, he was one of the leaders of the anti-war protest movement on the campus. So he was very much into protesting against the authorities. So when they ordered the devotees, do not come to this campus, no more prasadam distribution on the campus. So what did Amarendra do? He said, go out and defy the Qazi. You go there and anyway and distribute the prasadam. So the devotees went out with the lunch and the police came. They handcuffed the devotees. The devotees went limp. They had to drag the devotees to the squad cars. They didn't walk to the squad car. The devotees went, they were handcuffed, but they went limp. And the police had to drag them across the campus to the squad cars. And all the students who were getting the free lunch, they're going, they're heckling the police. Boo, boo, what are you doing, you rascals? These people are giving us lunch. The students protested against these police. They were so angry at the police. And these I sent the photographs to Prabhupada of the devotees being dragged to the squad cars and resisting arrest. I sent the photographs to Prabhupada. So you know what happened? The devotees went to court. And the court said, let the Hare Krishna lunch go on. And the Qazi was defeated. So now it's been going on nonstop. So that's an example of protest, you see. Amarendra didn't let the university authorities stop the lunch program. We were protest against the Qazi, you see. So ours is a protest movement, you see. We protest against the slaughterhouses. We protest the abortion clinics. We are a protest movement. We protest the demoniac governments. We want to establish Ramaraj once again on this planet, where the rule of Krishna and Ram is supreme rule on this planet. We want every government leader to bow down to Krishna. This is our agenda. So it's very nice here. Let's see here. We go till 8:30? Is that this? 8:30, okay. Well, let's see now. Read some more shlokas. Very nice. I love these Chaitanya shlokas.
Udantalokabangekajagarapushpavana Vistari vanilahi hedasha vrindavana.
Naturally, some of the people who were very much agitated began to retaliate the Kazi's action by breaking his house and flower garden. They were smashing his house. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakura has elaborately described this incident. So if you want to know more, read the Chaitanya Bhagavad.
Tabbe mahaprabhutare dvarete vasila bamyaloka pataye kadre bolaila.
Thereafter, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached the Kazi's house, he sat down by the doorway and sent some respectable person to call for the Kazi. In other words, I want to meet with you.
Rahaite ala kanje matanaya kanje revasaila prabhu samanakariya.
When the Kazi came out, his head bowed down. The Lord gave him proper respect and a seat. Purport. Some of the men in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's civil disobedience movement were agitated because they could not control their minds. But the Lord was thoroughly peaceful, sober and unagitated. Therefore, when the Kazi came down to see him, the Lord offered him proper respect and a seat because he was a respectable government officer. Thus, the Lord taught us by his personal behavior in pushing on our Sankirtan movement of Krishna consciousness, we might have to face difficult days, but we should always follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and do the needful according to time and circumstances.
Prambhu balena ummi tamra alaima abhyagata ammideka lukai lai dharma ke mata.
In a friendly way, the Lord said, "Sir, I have come to your house as your guest, but upon seeing me, you hid yourself in your room. What kind of etiquette is this?"
Kanjakahi tumi yaisa krudahaya tomashantakareta rahinu lokaila.
The Kazi replied, "You have come to my house in a very angry mood. To pacify you, I did not come before you immediately, but kept myself hidden."
Eba tumi shantahaila asimi lalan. Bhagyamaratam mahina atiti pailam.
Now that you've become pacified, I have come to you. It is my good fortune to receive a guest like your honor.
Gramasambe chakravarti hayamarakacha deha sambande haita haila gramasambanda sancha.
In our village relationship, Nilambar Chakravarti Thakur was my uncle. Such a relationship is stronger than a bodily relationship. Purport. In India, even in the interior villages, all the Hindu and Muslim communities used to live very peacefully. By establishing a relationship between them, the young men called the elderly members of the village by the name Chacha or Kaka, uncle. And men of the same age called each other Dada, brothers. So even amongst Hindus and Muslims, they would call the Hindu would call the Muslim elder Muslim uncle. This was the affectionate relationship in the interior villages. They weren't inimical. It was uncle, brother like that between the Hindus and the Muslims. Even the relationship was very friendly. There were even invitations from Muslim houses to Hindu houses, and from Hindu houses to Muslim houses. Both the Hindus and the Muslims accepted the invitations to go to one another's homes to attend ceremonial functions. Even until 50 or 60 years ago, the relationship between Hindus and Muslims was very friendly and there were no disturbances. We do not find any Hindu-Muslim riots in the history of India, even during the days of the Muslims' rule over the country. Conflict between Hindus and Muslims was created by polluted politicians, especially foreign rulers, and thus the situation gradually became so degraded that India was divided into Hindustan and Pakistan. Fortunately, the remedy to unite not only the Hindus and Muslims, but all communities and all nations can be implemented by the Hare Krishna movement on the strong basis of love of God. Do you realize what Papa just said? He said, this movement can unify everybody in this whole planet. Doesn't matter, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Sikh, Jain, Hindu, everyone, even atheists and scientists. This movement can actually unify the whole world and bring everybody to peace and happiness. Nilambara Chakravarti Hayatomara Nana Say Samandeha Otumi Amara Bhagina. Nilambara Chakravarti is your maternal grandfather, and by this relationship, you are thus my nephew. So he is presenting himself as the nephew, as the uncle of Lord Chaitanya, and you are my nephew. Bhagina rakrodna mamma avisha sahash sahaya matulera aparadha bhagina nalaya. When a nephew is very angry, his maternal uncle is tolerant, and when the maternal uncle commits an offense, the nephew does not take it very seriously. A matudunhara katahaya tari tore. In this way, the Kazi and the Lord talk with each other with various indications, but no outsider can understand their inner meaning of their conversation. Prabhukarhe prashnalangi alamai tomarastane kanjikarhe angyakarhe tomaramane. The Lord said, my dear uncle, I have come to your home just to ask you some questions. Yes, the Kazi replied, you are welcome. Just tell me what is in your mind. Brahmukahi godhuga kao gabhi tomara mata vrishya anna upajaya tateta no pitta. The Lord said, you drink cow's milk, therefore the cow is your mother. And the bull produces grains for your maintenance, therefore he is your father. Pitta matta marika eva kon dharma kon bandhikarva tumme e matta vikarma. Since the bull and the cow are your mother and father, how can you kill and eat them? What kind of religious principle is this? On what strength are you so daring that you commit such sinful activities? Purpur. Everyone can understand that we drink the milk of cows and take the help of bulls in producing agricultural products. Therefore, since our real father gives us food grains and our mother gives us milk with which to live, the bull and the cow are considered our father and mother. According to Vedic civilization, there are seven mothers, of which the cow is one. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu challenged the Muslim Kazi, what kind of religious principles do you follow by killing your father and mother to eat them? In any civilized human society, no one would dare kill his father and mother for the purpose of eating them. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu challenged the system of Muslim religion as patricide and matricide. In the Christian religion also, a principal commandment is, thou shalt not kill. Therefore, nevertheless, Christians violate this rule. They are very expert in killing and opening slaughterhouses. In our Krishna consciousness movement, our first provision is that no one should be allowed to eat any kind of flesh. It does not matter whether it's cow's flesh or goat's flesh, but we especially stress the prohibition against cow's flesh because according to Shastra, the cow is our mother. Thus, the Muslims' cow killing was challenged by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kanji kahi tomarayache veda purana Taitche Yamara Shastra Ketava Korana. Kazi replied, As you have your scriptures called the Vedas and Puranas, we have our scriptures known as the Holy Quran. Shankazi agreed to talk with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the strength of the scriptures. According to Vedic scripture, if one can support his position by quoting from the Vedas, his argument is perfect. Similarly, when the Muslims support their position in quotations from the Quran, their arguments are also authorized. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised the question of the Muslims' cow killing and bull killing, Shankazi came to the standard of understanding from his scriptures. Sheshastikari pravritti nivritti marga beda nivritti marga jiva matta vadara nisheda. According to the Quran, there are two ways of advancement, through increasing the propensity to enjoy and through decreasing the propensity to enjoy. On the path of decreasing attachment, nivritti marga, the killing of animals, is prohibited. So that's pretty amazing. The Qazi has realized even the Quran, the higher understanding of the Quran, is also against killing. You see. So Lord Chaitanya, on the basis of scripture, has now convinced the Qazi. So we don't have time to finish the chapter. If we had another hour, we could do it, but we don't. We have 10 minutes. But I encourage everybody to continue reading chapter 17 of the Adi Leela, finish this amazing pastime of Lord Chaitanya and Shankazi. Now, if there's any questions, I can try to answer them. If there's not, we'll keep reading for 10 more minutes. There's questions, okay. Just give me one to get started, at least. Okay, in India, on its way to Ram Raja. Is India on the way to Ram Raja with the present? No, we don't have Ram Raja in India. We need to establish Krishna consciousness. In today's society, there are so many leaders like Qazi. How should we, the devotee, deal with them? As Lord Chaitanya did, we show our strength. At the same time, we preach to them according to scripture. Do you encourage your devotees to protest against any form of injustice committed by leaders of government and society? There is a scope for protest. This should be organized under the... That's up to your leaders here locally. If you want to make any protest, we could do them. But that should be done under the your leaders here. If you want to make some protest, it could be done. There was a big movement, and they wanted to, in London, that's true. No, we can do those things. It should be organized by the leaders, not just independently. It should be done as one. All the devotees should be totally unified. If you want to organize some protest against slaughterhouses, abortion clinics, or something like that, it could be done. It should be done with the GBC and everything, something really organized from the top down. Like in this case, Lord Chaitanya organized it, so. Should be done from the top down. We should do it all as one. We have to show. He had thousands of people. So if we're going to do it, you have to have the whole island, all the devotees in the island, to be unified to do something like that. If it's just two or three devotees, it's not worth it. But if you can get 3,000 devotees out to protest something with the government, there's strength in numbers, and the government will recognize it. A lot of voters out there. We should think about closing down these, slaughterhouses and abortion clinics. What specific instructions would you give to the devotees of this yatra? You have to develop pure love of God. We have two orders: become, revolutionize yourself, and revolutionize the world. Those are the two orders. So there's a remark that Shivaram Swami was able to speak in the European Council of Religion. So that's good if we can get the ears of the government leaders. I've been following your quotes. If you're calling, if you, I've been following you for quite a while now. It's unreal to see how much gratitude you have towards Prabhupada. Actually, I don't have enough gratitude towards Prabhupada. How can I ever have enough gratitude? I don't have enough. If I can get at least 1% of your gratitude, I'll consider it success. How to achieve this 1%? Well, I find what's very helpful is a mood of prayer. You see, I pray to Prabhupada. I don't just say the obeisances, I also pray to Prabhupada. I beg Prabhupada, my dear spiritual master, you have ordered me to become the pure devotee and to spread this movement. Please, my dear Srila Prabhupada, help me. I'm so fallen. I'm so contaminated. Please save me and make me a pure devotee. Now, I find this prayer, these kind of prayers where you just reveal your heart to Guru, your own Guru, you can pray that way, to Prabhupada, to the deities, to just completely lay yourself before them and beg for their mercy, revealing yourself as a fallen soul. This is very powerful stuff, and it really helps you. It really softens the heart and purifies your intelligence also. Do the Muslims know this pastime of Chankazi? No. Will they accept it? Well... They remember this in Mayapur. And after that time, they never prohibit it. Since Kazi allowed, they always allow. Yeah, very good. Sometimes in Harinams and Kirtan, we are told that we make too much noise with the instruments, disturbing the people. What should we do? You follow it. This we have to be a little, you know, you have to be, it's called time, place, and circumstance. Whatever you follow your leaders here, whatever they decide is the best thing in a particular situation. This was a situation where they were going to protest against the government. So in that case, you know, having, you know, 1,000 devotees and all these cartels and drums, it made sense. But so it's according to time, place, and circumstance. I wouldn't recommend you go around irritating people, for as a standard procedure. We don't do that. We do it in such a way that people like it. That's important. How can a fallen soul like me, full of lusty desire and has not a single love for Krishna, can one day see Krishna face to face? The fact that you would write this means you're on the right track. You realize your fallen position. And you have to just beg the mercy. And there's a special prayer, a very special, powerful prayer that you can use to beg for the mercy. Everybody know that prayer? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You're begging Prabhupada, you're begging Krishna, you're begging your Guru Maharaj, you're begging Lord Chaitanya, you're begging all the Acharyas to please rescue you from your lust, your anger, your greed, your madness, your illusion, your envy, your laziness, your craziness, and make you a spotless pure devotee of the Lord. This is what we're begging for every day when we chant our japa. Don't just chant mechanically. You have to chant like a person drowning in the ocean, crying for help. That is the mood of chanting your japa. Not that you have to scream your japa, I'm not saying that. You could chant softly, but the mood has to be calling out for being rescued from this dangerous ocean of Kali. Okay. I always try to steal the remnants of devotees and also try to get the dust of their lotus feet. Is it an offense? Doesn't sound like it. Of course, maybe you could be doing something in a rude way. Devotee's walking down the road, walking along, and you grab, and you reach out, and he trips because you're grabbing his foot. That could not be good. He trips and falls on the floor because you grabbed his foot. That would not be good. But this mood of always wanting to get the dust of the devotee's feet is very good. Especially the spiritual master, you see. That mood of wanting to give the remnants. There's a story in this connection. I'll finish. This will be the concluding note now. Well, actually, there's one more after this. Okay, that'll be it. Just imagine you're sitting there with Prabhupada. Everyone's taking prasadam, and Prabhupada is also there taking prasadam. Can you imagine sitting and taking prasadam with Prabhupada? Wow, in the early days, the devotees had those kind of privileges. They're sitting and taking prasadam. So now Prabhupada had given a remnant suite to Maha Krishnadas Brahmachari. He had gotten it from Prabhupada, and boy, was he ecstatic. He had it right there on his plate. He was saving it for the end, you know. At the very end, I'm going to take that suite. He was so enlivened, just looking forward to taking that suite. So the devotee sitting next to him was named Jai Gopal. You can imagine what happened. So Jai Gopal looked over that suite, and he went and popped it in his mouth. He stole that remnant off Tamal's plate. And Tamal was so angry, he jumped up. He was grabbing him with a throat, trying to keep him from swallowing. And Prabhupada laughed and laughed and laughed. And Prabhupada said, today, Jai Gopal has made great spiritual advancement. So, there is such a thing as stealing remnants. Prabhupada confirmed, you know. So now there's one last question, and we'll wrap it up here. And I just wanted to say we're so grateful that so many of you devotees have been coming regularly for these lectures and the programs, and just it's so enlivening. I mean, you're actually very enlivening, very much enlivening me and Guru Mataji. You're coming out and appreciating our humble attempt to preach. So we're heading out today for South Africa, but we're going to miss you all. We always miss you all. When we chant our daily 16 rounds, in what mood should we chant? I just told you. You're begging for them. You're calling to Guru Krishna Vaishnavas to rescue you, to save you from your contaminated consciousness that has kept you in the cycle of birth and death for millions and billions of lifetimes. Should we chant a specific mood to reach Uttam Adhikari? That is the mood that will make you an Uttam Adhikari in due course. You'll go from Kanishta Adhikari to Majjhima, just by calling out Krishna's name with love, begging his mercy. You will go from Kanishta Adhikari to Majjhima Adhikari to Uttam Adhikari in due course. The process works. It doesn't matter where you're from, whether you're from Kentucky or Russia or anywhere. If you will take this process seriously by chanting, sincerely begging for the mercy of Guru and Krishna and Vaishnavas, that day will come when you'll become an Uttam Adhikari, fully awakened in Krishna consciousness, fully absorbed in revolutionizing this universe, and fully qualified to see Krishna face to face at every minute. So we thank you very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavat, excuse me, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Gaura Premanandi.